This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hungarian parliament approved Sweden's bid to join NATO on Monday, clearing the way for the Nordic country becoming the 32nd member of the defense alliance. Hungary's vote ended months of delays to complete Sweden's accession to NATO and followed a meeting Friday during which the two countries signed an arms deal. Sweden's NATO membership was supported by 188 lawmakers in Hungarian parliament, with 6 voting against. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government has faced pressure from NATO allies to fall in line and seal Sweden's security policy shift. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a ceasefire deal would only delay an Israeli military offensive in Rafah, southern Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As negotiations for a ceasefire continue, Israel is nearing the approval of plans to expand its offensive against Hamas to Rafah on the Gaza-Egypt border. More than half the besieged territory's population of 2.3 million have sought refuge in Rafah. Humanitarian groups warn of a catastrophe. Rafah is Gaza's main entry point for aid. The U.S. and other allies say Israel must avoid harming civilians. Netanyahu's office said the army had presented to the war cabinet its operational plan for Rafah, as well as plans to evacuate civilians from the battle zones. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday he hopes to have a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza start by next Monday, as the warring parties appeared to close in on a deal during negotiations in Qatar that also aimed to broker the release of hostages. Biden said he hoped a ceasefire would start within days. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. This is